Today we're going to learn Mishnah Zayin and Ches of the second parak of Maseches Shavuos, and the Mishnah Zayin discusses at what point you always have to identify what year a fruit is from, produce is from. That chaps a couple of nafkaminas. Certainly, obviously, as far as the topic of our Masechta, you always have to know whether it has Kedusha Shavuos or not. So if someone shows you an orange and says, "Oh, this came from Eretz Yisrael," so you have to know, did it what had to have happened to that orange during the Shemitah year for it to be a Shemitah orange? Did it have to be picked off the tree during the Shemitah year? Did it have to emerge first from the tree during the Shemitah year? So chaps a big nafkamina. There are things that may emerge from the tree way before the Shemitah year, but are only going to be picked from the tree on the Shemitah year. So it happens to be by an orange, by fruits. It's when it emerges from the tree. So when you pick it off the tree, it has no relevance, and therefore, if you have, let's say, an orange a couple of months after Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah year, probably it does not have Kedusha Shavuos. So sometimes for some items, it depends whether it's a third of its growth or not of a third of its growth by the time Shemitah year happens to determine whether it's Shemitah produce or not. But it doesn't only chapa nafkamina with regard to Shemitah; it also chaps nafkamina throughout the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, because we know that in years 3 and 6 you take Maaser Ani, but in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 you do Maaser Sheni. So you have to know, is this produce that's obligated Maaser Ani or Maaser Sheni? The only way to know that is to know what year it belongs to. So our Mishnah is going to teach us about certain types of produce and how to determine what year that produce belongs to. Ha'orez, va'dochan, va'haprogin, va'shumshamin, rice and millet and poppy and sesame plants, sheshrishu lefnei Rosh Hashanah. What we look at is if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, then misashin l'sha'avar. Then you treat them as the previous year's produce, even though they only actually grew during this year after Rosh Hashanah. So if they were planted during, let's say, the sixth year of a seven-year Shemitah cycle, and they took root before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, that is sixth-year produce, and that is therefore chayiv in Maaser Ani and does not have Kedusha Shavuos. Umutar in Shavuos. So if they were planted during that sixth year, they do not have Kedusha Shavuos. But if you planted them before Rosh Hashanah, and then they didn't actually take root until after Rosh Hashanah, then Asurim b'Shavuos. Then they're going to have Kedusha Shavuos. U'misasun l'shana haba. And if you planted them, let's say, during the third year of the Shemitah cycle, but they did not take root during that third year of the Shemitah cycle, they only took root during the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, so then they are Maaser Sheni produce, and not Maaser Ani produce, because it all depends on when exactly it took root. Now you'll notice over here that the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that how do I know it goes basar, the taking root, that we follow when it takes root? So the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that Varash Mishnah Kaman Minayin La'oriz V'dochen U'progen V'shum Shemin Sheshrishu L'fnei Rosh Hashanah Konsum Osam B'Shavuos. How do I know that it all depends on the Hashrasha Tamal Omar V'asavtes Tevuasa B'Shavuos Yochel Afal B'Shelo Ishrishu? I might think that even if they didn't take root before the Rosh Hashanah Shemitah Yer, Tamal Omar Sheshonim Tizra Ve'asafta Shisha Zorim V'Shisha Osvim V'lo Shisha Zorim V'Shiva Osvim. That you can only be Osif, you can only gather together 6 years worth of produce, not a full 7 years worth of produce. So it all depends on when it took root. So the Tosyanta points out Ve'ena Ela Asmachta. That drasha is a beautiful drasha, a nice way to learn it from a pasuk, but it's only Asmachta. The Maestro Seim Shalele Midrabanan, because the Maestros of all these things are only Chayiv Midrabanan in Maestros, meaning the only things that are Chayiv in Maisos midaraisa are dog and tirosh v'yitzar. So beans and poppy and things like that are not chayv maisos midaraisa anyway. So it can't be a pasuk in the Torah that's teaching me what year the chiyuv of maisos is going to kick in for these different types of plants. However, Rabbi Kiveger points out and tells Rabbi Kiveger, why can't it be? After all, he says that tamua da'asha kaminlinin shviyus to me neimai ridrasha detors kain venu inyan lemaisros, meaning it's still makes enough nafkamina on a daraisa level, because while it may be true that Trumas HaMaisros only applies to Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar and does not apply to Papi and all these other types of plants that we're identifying right now, But Kedusha Shavuos applies to all of these types of plants on the Daraisa level, and that drasha is really about how to determine whether it's 7th year produce or 6th year produce. And we're saying that you look at the Hashrasha, you look at when it took root. So that in fact is a drasha Daraisa, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Mishnah Ches, so the Mishnah talks about other types of produce. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Pola Mitzri Shazra'u Lezera Betchila. Let's say you plant Egyptian beans, but you didn't plant them because you want to eat the beans, but rather you plant them because you want to use the seeds. So Kayotziben, then they have the same halachos as everything we said in the last Mishnah, meaning it all depends on Hashrasha. When did they take root? If they took root before Hashanah, they're last year's produce. If they took root after Hashanah, they're this year's produce. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Afunin, Hagamlonin, Kayotziben, large beans have the same din as a Pola Mitzri. Again, that it all depends on when they took root, if you plan to use them as seed, if that's the whole purpose of your planting them was just to use them as seed, it will all depend on Shrasha. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afun Hagamlonin Mishetir Melu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Large beans are considered last year's beans if the plants actually formed pods before Rosh Hashanah. So it's not about Hashrasha, it's about, nor is it about when they're actually picked, it's about when they form pods. But if they didn't form pods until after Rosh Hashanah, then they are the produce of the year that follows Rosh Hashanah, which would be the year that they're probably going to be picked. So again, to quickly summarize what we did today, in Mishnah Zayin, we learned about rice and millet and poppy and sesame, that it all depends on the Hashrasha. So as long as the Hashrasha happened before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's produce. Hashrasha happens after Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's produce. And then Mishnah Ches, we said that Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says the same is true for Pola Mitzri, that you're planting just for seed. And Rabbi Shimon says that large beans have the same halacha also, but Rabbi Lazar said that when it comes to the large beans, we don't look at the Hashrasha, rather we look at when it develops its pod, and if it develops its pod prior to Rosh Hashanah, then it is last year's produce. If it develops its pod after Rosh Hashanah, then it is considered next year's produce. Bezer Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Test.